The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. About 15 years ago, as many of you are aware, my dad, my sister Kimberly, and I were on a pilgrimage in Rome. We spent a week there together during the Jubilee year to receive many of the graces that the church offers us during that time. And on the last day, we had to get my sister back to Austria. She was studying at an institute not too far outside of Vienna. And we wanted to make the most of our trip, so we decided, let's spend all day in Rome, and we'll drive through the night, so long as Kim's there by 8 a.m. It was a 10-hour drive. And so we allowed my sister to sleep in the back seat, and my dad and I took turns driving. He was on shift from 10 p.m. to midnight. I took over from midnight to 2 p.m. He got in the driver's seat at 2 o'clock. At around 3 in the morning, as he's driving along, I'm sleeping in the passenger seat. He sees the sign for Vienna. It says, Vienna, the turnoff 3 kilometers away. And he's so relieved, he breathes a sigh of relief. And he fell asleep. And when he woke up a few moments later, there's an 18-wheeler, a semi-truck, a few feet in front of us. He has time just to turn the wheel. And the truck comes through my side of the car, through the windshield, and I slam right into it. And I was bleeding profusely. My dad was worried I would die from loss of blood. We were rushed to the hospital. I went into surgery for 15 hours. Over the course of the next year, I would have 10 more surgeries. I had to take a semester off school. And I remember that time, my dad would come home at night. And especially the first 3 months, I was in and out of hospitals almost every day. A couple of times a week, numerous procedures. My dad would come home at night from work and we'd sit at the dinner table. And because of the injuries, I was like a little infant again. My mom would sit next to me when I would eat. I'd lost 7 of my bottom teeth. My chin had been split open, and so I was like a little kid when I'd eat, and my food would dribble down my chin. My mom would sit next to me with a spoon or with a napkin. And my dad would sit across the table, and sometimes he just couldn't say a single word. He would oftentimes have to wipe his eyes because he was in such pain. And it was such a gift. I consider it one of the greatest gifts of my life to go through that, to be able to glimpse a father's love. I came to know my dad's love at that time as I never had before, because I knew intuitively that he was suffering as much as I was. And that if he could, he would take all the suffering on himself so that I wouldn't have to suffer anything. But what most surprised me is that I came to the understanding that I think he was suffering more than I was. Because he loved me so much. My dad has a great love for me. If you multiply his love for me by infinity, we would start to have a glimpse of how much God the Father loves his Son. And it's in that light that we should read this first line. God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son.
And you think, that's impossible. I mean, how could he do that? How could he love us so much that he would sacrifice his son for us so that we could become his sons and daughters?
Why is John 3:16 the most quoted verse in all the Bible? I think it's for two reasons. One, it's because it's what we most want to believe. The deepest desire of our heart is to be loved by God in that way. That he would love us so much that he'd give his son for us. Number two, because I think it's the hardest thing for us to believe. If you asked a Christian or a Catholic, if you went up and said, do you believe that God loves you? You'd probably get a quick response, oh yeah, right, of course, sure. If you ask more penetratingly and seriously, do you believe with all your heart in the love that God has for you? Most Christians would probably hesitate, which would reveal, no, I don't. There's still doubts in my heart. I struggle to believe in how much he loves me. I remember our Lord had to say to Saint Faustina, a great saint. He said, Faustina, if you don't believe my words, believe my wounds. Think if the Father had said that, if you don't believe my words, look at my son's wounds that I offered for you so that you could come to believe in the love that I have for you. If someone asked me as a priest, they said, Father, what do you think the most difficult teaching of the church is for Catholics to accept? I would not say a single moral teaching. I would not point to a certain article of the faith. I would say what Catholics most struggle to believe is in how much God loves them. I know that from confession. I know that from spiritual direction. Why do we hesitate to go to confession? Why are we embarrassed? Why are we afraid? You know, if we believed it with all our hearts and how much he loves us, we'd be running there. I remember St. Therese of Lisieux said, if I had all the sins of the world on my soul, I would not hesitate to throw myself into the loving arms of God's mercy. Or I think of someone like St. John Vianney, who said, it's not the sinner who runs back to God to ask forgiveness. It's God who runs after the sinner to prompt him to come to confession, so that he could set him free. You know, think of how differently you would live if you had no doubt about how much God loved you. We would live with such joy. I mean, the freedom, the abandon, the trust, the confidence. As a child, as a youth, the greatest deterrent for me from doing things I should not be doing were my mom's tears. You know, when I was out doing things I should have avoided, I wasn't thinking of the consequences. I was thinking, how is this going to affect those around me? Gosh, am I going to get punished? I don't want to hurt my mom. Because she loves me so much, I don't want to do that. And when I did, and I went home and saw my mom's tears, I thought, I don't ever want to do that again. And that's why God wants us to know how much he loves us. That we don't avoid doing things we shouldn't do because, oh my gosh, I'm going to get in trouble. I don't want to go to hell. My Father in heaven loves me so much. I want to avoid the tiniest thing that might wound his heart. I close with this. How do we as Christians come to know more fully and believe more completely in the love that God the Father has for us? If you went home today with one thing, how am I going to trust more in God's love for me? I would say this. Who was the very first disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ to know that God the Father had become his Father? Who had that awareness? Oh my gosh,
His father is my father now.
It was John the Beloved. And when did John know that God had become his father? It was when Jesus said to him, "Behold your mother." John knew that God must be his father if Mary had become his mother. Because she didn't give birth to him in a natural way, it must have been in a supernatural way. And if she is now my mother, his father must also be my father. And what is the role of a mom always? It is to help their children to come to know and love their dads. You know, you look at men, and I have a chance to be around a lot of families, and especially around families having kids. And I, like, the first 6 months after a child's born, the dad's just kind of helpless. You know, he's like, "Oh, you know, I don't know what to do. The child doesn't have that personality yet to interact." And what's the mom doing when dad comes home? Look at dad, trying to get her son or her daughter to say dad's name. Trying to hand the child to the dad so that the dad will develop a relationship with their child. I'm 35 years old. My mom still sometimes is trying to explain my dad's love to me. "Jeremy, your dad did that. Your dad said that because he loves..." "Oh, okay, mom." The role of a mother is to bring their children to know and love their fathers. Not only moms of this world, but our mother in heaven. Let us ask our Blessed Mother Mary, "Mary, help me to come to know and believe with all my heart in the love that my Father in heaven has for me, so that I might open myself to the Holy Spirit as you did, so that the Father can form his Son in me, that I might be his adopted son or daughter."